Hi, this is the Weekly Green, and I'm Gretchen.
This week, I'm talking with Molly McCloy and Rebecca Curtis, who just had a no-waste wedding. Tell us what a no-waste wedding is.
Well, a no-waste wedding was our idea of trying to reduce the cost and the extravagance in a way that would be sustainable.
So give us some tips for the listeners out there who would like to have a more sustainable wedding. Tell us a little bit about your wedding.
Well, one thing we did to limit the paper use on the invitations, which are usually like two envelopes and several pieces of paper, is we just did recycled paper postcards for our invitations.
We asked people to RSVP through Evite. People could just also call in to avoid that extra paper waste. Another idea that we had was to use plates that we got from the thrift store, and that was actually cheaper than renting. We bought the glasses new. We bought mason jars. That was my sister's gift, which I'll actually be re-gifting back to her because she likes to do lots of jams and pickles and things like that. And then the other aspect of what we were hoping to do was to have not too much food waste. And so we decided to do a potluck. And there's a really good website called perfectpotluck.com. There wasn't too much left, but what was left over, we encouraged people to take home. We had some take-home containers, and we tried to distribute that so that there was no food going into the garbage. For the beverages, we had a keg. Then we bought wine. For water, we had one of the very large thermos that has, I don't know, you usually see them on construction sites, the big orange ones. And so we just had those with the mason jars.
What did you register for as far as wedding gifts?
We set up on one of the websites to get help with our honeymoon. Mostly people were just contributing to our honeymoon. And then that way we got what we really wanted, which is to take a nice trip in Mexico together.
What website would you use?
Well, they're all a little different. We ended up going with Traveler's Joy, and there's also Honey Fund.
I think what happened, too, was when we started explaining to people that we were looking to do more of a community-based event that didn't have a lot of extravagance, that people voluntarily offered things. So the table decorations, we had a friend of mine offer a whole bunch of candle holders, and people offered tablecloths, and people just really understood the event and the spirit of the event, and then just came forward with offers of assistance. So it was really... It was really cool. We found a building in town which is becoming a more well-known venue. It's called the Whistle Stop Depot, and it's all recycled materials. And it's amazing, aside from being all recycled. So that was an inspiration as well to really be as waste-less as possible.
Thank you cards will be forthcoming, folks out there who were at the wedding and contributed to the honeymoon and so forth.
Or perhaps we could just take care of that now.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks for listening to The Weekly Green, produced and recorded in Tucson, Arizona.